Thought I would mention a very little known halacha. And by way of introduction, I'll just mention that sometimes you see, let's say at a Shabbos meal, that many people enjoy the challah very much. Some people may enjoy the challah also, but they just take a little nibble. And they don't want to have any more, and that's all. That's all they have. Maybe they're very diet conscious, whatever the case may be. So the truth is that there are some problems that can arise in such a circumstance. So before I get to the main point I want to discuss, I'll just mention, in terms of the halacha of Sudas Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, Nilcha Shabbos, that a Sudas Shabbos has to be had over bread. And he writes, if you don't want to have that much, so you could at least have just a kibetza. The implication is that a person needs to have a kibetza worth, which let's assume is two kizesim, in order to have his Seudas Shabbos over bread. The Mishnah Berurah writes, some hold, even if you have more than a kezias, it's good enough. But sometimes you see people literally just take a little tiny, tiny nibble, and they don't even get to that level. So there would be a question, is a person Yotzei, the mitzvah of Seudas Shabbos, if it doesn't count as a Seudas, so then there's also room to discuss Kiddush. Kiddush has to be Makom Seuda, so it can certainly lead to complications. But even if it were not for the halachas of Seudas Shabbos, even if this was taking place during the week, there would still be what to discuss. And that is as follows, that the Shulchan Aruch discusses in the beginning of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, is it so clear that a person would have to wash Netilas Yadayim or make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim if a person eats less than a kezayis or a kebetza of bread? So this is based on a rokeach, and it's based on the following idea. What is Netilas Yadayim? So Netilas Yadayim is a institution of the Chachamim, so that we do not entirely disengage and forget the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara and the idea of Truma. There's such a thing as Truma. So in the time when there was Truma, so a person, a Kohen, was going to eat Truma or even handle Truma, so he would have to wash his hands first. He'd have to wash Netilas Yadayim in order not to be Mitame the Truma. Therefore, the Chachamim instituted that we have the halach of Netilas Yadayim at least before we eat bread. It doesn't exactly parallel the halachas as they apply to Truma, but at least before we eat bread, we have to wash Netilas Yadayim. So comes along the Rokach and he says, hold on a second, that Tumas Ochlin applies only when you have a kibetza, at least on a Doraisa level, that food less than a kibetza cannot even become Tamei Minat Torah. And therefore, maybe when the Chacham applied this takana, this institution of Netilas Yadayim, they only applied it to a situation where a person is going to eat a kibetza, because then it would be possible to talk about Tumas Ochlin on a Torah level. And therefore, the Rokeach says, if you're having less than a kibetza, then a person should wash without a bracha. Why should he wash at all? Maybe. So there is the other side of the equation is, no, maybe that once they made the takana, they instituted it across the board. And they said, if you're having a significant achila, so then you always have to wash. The Rokeach says to wash without a bracha, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simir Kuf Nun Ches, Siv Beis, that if a person is having less than a kibetza, that he should wash without a bracha. He then goes further, and at least the Beis Osef's version of the Rokeach, which he quotes also in Shulchan Aruch, in the next Siv, is that if you're having less than a kezayis, then one does not need to even wash at all. So it's hard to understand why this should be. Is if it's based on Tumas Ochlin, so then the shear should be a kibetza. What does it have to do with a kezayis? So some claim that this is all a mistake, and there's no difference between a kezayis and a kibetza. And just like one should wash without a bracha on less than a kibetza, also even if it's less than a kezayis, one would have to wash without a bracha. The only question is it based on Tumas Ochlin, or is it a takana that's across the board? But some justify this shear of a kezayis, and they say that even if it's less than a kezayis, so then it's not even called an achil at all. Maybe the shear was not based on Tumas Ochlin, but maybe it was based on the amount that would require you to say Birchas HaMazon. In fact, we have a Mishnah, Maseches Sukkah, and the Gemara discusses on Daf Chav Zayin, Chavav Chav Zayin, that Rabbi Tzadok had food less than a kibetza, and he didn't wash. He just took it with a napkin. So apparently for less than a kibetza, maybe that would be a ride that you wouldn't have to wash. So some suggest, okay, but Rabbi Tzadok holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you only have to bench on a kibetza. We hold that you have to bench on a kezayis. So maybe it goes by the amount of food that you'd have to bench on. In any event, there are those who question this whole entire mahalach, that and claim that in fact, it could be a machlokas in Hilchus Tumah. There are some Rishonim who hold that Tumas Ochlin does apply to less than a kibbetza on a Torah level. It's just that it cannot be metame other food if it's less than a kibbetza. In any event, when the dust settles, as follows. The Psak in Shulchan Aruch is that if a person has less than a kibbetza of bread, he should wash it out of bracha. Therefore, if a person is not planning to have, only planning to have a little nibble of bread, so he really should not make an alantil sidayim. He should wash, but without making a bracha. If he makes that bracha of alantil sidayim, it's possible that would be a bracha levatala. What if it's less than a kezayis? So there are many achronim who passing like the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's less than a kezayis, one does not need to wash at all. But the Mishnah Berurah recommends la'alacha, like the Magen Avraham, that one should even wash without a bracha if one is going to have less than a kezayis of bread as well. Have a wonderful day.